T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So are we allowed to claim J.J. Watt since he's from here? Or what's
he's
the
from
story?
Milwaukee. Yeah, we can.
I think we claim him, right? So yesterday was a big deal when he announced he's going to the Arizona Cardinals. All these people were hoping he was going to go to the Packers.
Yeah.
You know, he's got family here. Log cabins in Pewaukee-ish, supposedly. Yeah. So, no, he's going to the Cardinals. And then they said, well, what is he number 99?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the one thing about going to Arizona, he's got the warmth.
Yeah.
He can still play indoors.
Yep.
He was playing at a dome in Houston.
Yep.
Still playing indoors in Phoenix.
Nice weather.
Year-round.
Plenty of money.
Yes.
Why go to Green Bay?
You can still fly home to Green Bay anytime to see your family.
Right.
He still donates to the community locally here. So.
Absolutely. So live in the warm, help the sounds like a dream to
live
me.
In the warm, help the cold.
Help the cold.
That's what it's just going to be my motto when I retire. Live in the warm and I'll send money to charities in Wisconsin and Nebraska.
Better remember that. They said that his number, I guess, had been retired by the Arizona Cardinals because, this is funny to me, some guy in the 1930s was so good that they retired his number. I'm like, that was almost 100 years ago.
Hell yeah.
So I guess some family members said they'd be okay with J.J. Watt bringing it out of retirement.
That's rare when that happens. Very rare.
But
it's happened a couple times in sports history, I think. But
let's be real. 2021 J.J. Watt would have probably been so much better than 1930 number 99, whoever that was.
Well, 1930 number 99 also just wore a leather hat. That was before football had all the safety they had in now. Well,
All right,
you can
JJ
have him.
J.J. Watt going to Arizona. I can bring in 99 out of retirement.
He's still ours, though. Still
That's
ours.
Right.
All right, this is something that I'm pretty sure all of us suffer from.
Okay.
Each and every one of us.
What?
Even you, listening, Allie.
What?
Because what do you get? What is 90% of the things that show up in your mail? In your mailbox?
Junk.
It's junk. It's all junk, right?
Yeah.
All of it. It is stuff for coupons. It is also like credit card applications.
The mailer coupons, enough already.
The mailer coupons
enough.
Are the worst.
I take that thing and throw it. The trash. I don't even open it.
I know. But
why
I found
a
way.
Why do you send me a chunk of coupons? And why do people spend their money advertising that way?
I don't know. But I think I found a way to fight back against these people and to possibly get them to stop.
Okay.
If enough of us band together and do this and fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And doing this will help support the post office. So you're putting money back into the post office.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's also going to send a message. And it's also going to take a little bit of your time. You might even be able to have your kids do this if you want to.
What?
Every time you get a piece of junk mail, for the most part, you get an envelope in there as well where you can send something back to them, right?
Yeah.
Because they want you to send in an application or fill out a form for something.
You're
and they give
the junk mail I
the
get.
Junk mail. The junk mail that you get. If you open it up, there's another envelope inside of it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them, especially the credit card applications.
Oh, yes.
It's
I see
a
what
prepaid
you're getting at.
Envelope inside of there.
Yeah.
So what you do is you take that prepaid envelope out and you fill it with all of the promotional flyers that they've sent you. You put them all in that prepaid envelope and you seal it and you mail it back to that company.
The same company.
Okay. So it goes back to them. And the post office then charges by weight. So they have to pay more money to have that sent back to them. The things that they sent to you.
This is like screwing the telemarketer, Rick.
I understand.
This is too much work.
That's
okay,
why I'm saying it takes a little bit of time. Maybe have your kids do it. But I think it sends a message. It supports the post office. It keeps them going.
They can't even keep up right now. Hence why I'm going to go off at 9:30. But hold on. So,
because I saw a guy in TikTok. He opened up a credit card application. He goes, I'm going to start showing them how I feel about this because I don't want to get them anymore. I've called. I've asked to be taken off a mailing list.
Yeah.
But I still get stuff from Capital One.
Yeah.
So we put the application and all the flyers that said, you know, all the frequent flyer things and everything that comes with it, stuffed it back into their envelope and mailed it back to them. So they think they're getting an application, but it's just an envelope with all their crap in
and
it.
And they got
to And they paid like $3
it.
To send it back to them.
Right.
So it's a way of sticking it back to the company.
Yes.
But it is a big waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
It's a huge waste of time.
I'd rather just kill the earth and throw out the damn envelope, right. which is the worst part about it. That's, I mean, welcome to America, right?
I'd rather just throw it away.
Which is such a waste. I'm more mad about the wastefulness, you know?
I am too. Every time I get a political ad in the mail.
It's such a waste of... You think we didn't see 25 on Facebook today? Yeah. We don't need them on TV anymore.
We went on a cruise one time. Granted, it was a nice cruise to Antarctica.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit more of an expensive cruise. But now they send us these things in the mail, these catalogs. They're like books, Allie. They're like hardcover books that they send us in the mail.
Hold on.
Like full photos and everything. I'm like, you wasted so much money printing this? If you went to the store and printed this, this would be $15.
You just triggered me. Guess what I got in the mail the other day?
What?
I can't believe I didn't tell you this. I opened the mailbox this weekend, and there was a freaking phone book
in there.
Are you
serious?
I opened it, and I started laughing. I thought, if my neighbors are watching this, they think I'm nuts, because I'm laughing out loud in the middle of the street. I'm holding up a phone book going, who the hell sent me this? Nobody needs a phone book in 2021. Stop wasting... I don't know how many trees you wasted.
So
I don't
many.
Know who bought the advertising that goes in this thing. It's going in the trash.
People
okay,
still
whoever's
buy
supporting this garbage is needs to suck it.
Look,
I may get in trouble for this, but I cannot with the phone book anymore. Like,
it's Google in book form, but a very small portion of Google.
Who needs a literal phone book?
Was it just business, or were there residential in there as well? That's the only thing I could see. If it was maybe residential for New Berlin or Frank. But even then,
Riggs, it went in the trash.
I don't need everybody's phone number.
I literally pulled it out of the mailbox and I walked over to my recycling bin and I threw it in
there,
which is what so many people probably do.
Everybody does that.
And now somebody's going to probably text in and say, but Allie, you could get off the list for the phone book. Screw you. Take me off of your damn self and know it's 2021. How about that?
Stop sending us junk mail and stop sending us phone books.
A phone book, Riggs. I couldn't believe I got a phone book.
You should have mailed it back to him. Should have said refused and put it back in the
I was so confused. I thought I was like going back 20
Can you
years.
Refuse a phone book? Could you mail it back to them?
I don't know. It went in the trash. Recycling, sorry.
If you get something stupid in your mail, you can always call or text us. It's 414-799-1037. But that was my way of fighting back. Just stuff the envelope and send it back to them. Make them pay for it.
It's a hell of a way, dude.
If you don't have kids and you have time on your hands, Kiss FM.
I was thinking about the phone book. I'm not going to lie. I was literally thinking about the phone book that I got in the
mail. Thinking about
the
junk mail that I get in my mail. It's just the annoying crap that we get in our mail all the time.
I can't believe I got a freaking phone book in the mail in 2021. And then somebody texted it and said, I got a phone book too, South Milwaukee. It's craziness.
Yep.
And then somebody else wrote, you can write refused on a phone book and it will get sent back. That still doesn't change the tree that's been murdered, my friend.
Well,
the damage has been done by that point.
You're just writing on a dead corpse
just
at that point.
Just writing on a dead corpse.
That's right. It's writing on a dead tree. Mike in Hartford. Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Morning.
Mike, by the way, sent to Snapchat, his daughter is now mobile.
She's moving.
She's moving around.
I actually sent it to Allie, too, on Snapchat.
Oh, Mike, I got to tell you, I logged into Snapchat the other day for the first time in like 2 years.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch any of my snaps. I got overwhelmed. I go, oh, my God, there's so many snaps in here.
Right. So I don't mind the junk mail. It just goes right in the recycle bin. I don't care. I think it's a waste. But I've actually been getting emails repeatedly from PayPal saying that there is a request to change your PayPal account password.
Oh,
I'm like, okay. And then it says your PayPal account password has been changed.
Oh, those scams.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't have a PayPal account. And this was like 2 weeks ago it started. I called them and they're like, well, we need to put you on hold. We need to figure it out. And I said, lady, I'm a truck driver. I got all day. I don't care if I'm on hold. And so she's like, well, are there any other addresses associated with your email? And I said, no. I said, I've had this email for almost 16 years.
Yeah.
I said, I have never once had a PayPal account. I never want to have a PayPal account. And so she's like, well, you can send an email to unsolicitedemail@paypal.com. I did it. I started getting the emails again last week. And I'm like, and I tried calling this morning on my way to work at 4 o'clock, and they're like, we're not open till 6 a.m.
Oh, come on now.
I'm like,
So you're talking about just unsolicited emails that you're getting.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is I'm like, I only have this email, so somebody's logging into my specific email wanting to change a password, and I've got all these other accounts.
Oh, hold on, Mike.
Email.
I thought you were saying that they're just sending you emails, but there's no account in the
There isn't an account, Mike. Yes.
I have no PayPal account at all. Like, I've never had one in all my years.
Are you sure it's from PayPal and not from some spammer somewhere?
It is PayPal.com. I have clicked on some of the links.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that, Mike. Well, don't click on the links ever. No.
No. It's part of the website where you can go in and fill out emails.
Got it.
And I put in my phone number, and I got a call back, and it said, this is a verification code that PayPal has to give you.
Oh, God.
To make sure. And I'm like, I just want my email taken off of your damn list.
Is it too much to ask, Mike from Hartford? Is it too much to ask just to get your name taken off a list?
No, it's not. It's not. And the lady's like, well, I can't figure it out. And I'm like, then why do you have a call center?
Isn't that your job to figure things out?
Why do you have a call center if you're not going to fix it?
That's your number one job, Susan, is to figure it out.
Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
Mike, your wife, Kathleen, yes, she's friends of the show, is so lucky that I now want to be with a truck driver. So I have a man that has all the time in the world to make all my phone calls for me and sit on hold. Like, this is amazing. Like, your wife better appreciate this.
She does all the phone calls for home. I do the phone calls for my personal being.
There you go.
I would send my man off with a list the size of Texas. Like, here's all the companies I need you to call today.
Please call them all. Renegotiate this for me.
It's actually fun to listen to her yell at companies about, like, our bills and stuff.
He gets off. He's like, hey, honey. She screams at somebody. He goes, hey, honey, you're looking sexy tonight. You're turning me on, being all assertive.
Pretend I'm Wii Energies tonight.
Ooh, the role playing.
Allie, that's exactly what happened.
Role playing? You pretend like you're the power guy and her lights got turned off?
Where she's like that it's actually enjoyable.
Why do men get so turned on when we are independent like that? It blows my mind. Like, there's something about women going off and confidence within reason.
Within reason, yes.
That really gets men going. It cracks me up.
Because we feel like you're going to take advantage of us and throw us down and have your way with us. And it's awesome. Well, it's awesome.
Let's just talk about that on a different day, maybe.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Mike in Hartford, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening.
So funny.
Stay out of our mail and our email, both of them. This is so cool, and it's happening this week in Milwaukee. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You'll hold up. We got another iPad to give away this morning. Ooh-wee. 5 after 7 o'clock this morning. Get your Kiss keyword. Enter it at the website. Win an iPad. It's really that easy.
Nice.
Okay? So this week, some museums are opening back up.
I did see this.
Because they announced last month that they had plans to do it. So now, Discovery World, Milwaukee Art Museum, Milwaukee Public Museum, Harley-Davidson Museum, all reopening in phases. So they've got like Milwaukee Public Museum opens this Thursday, Harley-Davidson Museum on Friday, Art Museum on Friday. Limited hours, of course, masks required inside. Mm-hmm. And I've heard and even read in many places that going to a museum, if you're looking into like dip your toe back into society and like go back out and do things, is one of the safer things you can do because they're ticketing it online and they're keeping the crowds very small. Yeah. So they're not crowded like they were in the past where you're shuffling through groups of kids and pushing everybody over to get up and see the turtles or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different. It's a lot more intimate, I think. And you can spend more time on your own there.
Right.
And
it's something to do.
Yeah. They'll be doing, you know, the deep cleaning and everything because it still is a little chilly outside. We're not quite out of the thick of winter yet.
No.
But, you know, it'll still be cold.
So good that they're, I mean, we're hitting almost a year.
Almost a year.
Since lockdown, it's kind of freaking me out. As we hit the anniversary, it's like an anniversary I don't want to relive.
Somebody else said to me the same thing that you've been saying many times, Allie.
What?
How you keep saying last year about things.
And it's 2 years
ago. But it's 2 years ago.
And it's freaking me out.
Because you'd be like,
for real.
Oh, last year I did my 22 mile. Well, I didn't do my, well, no, it was 2 years ago. years ago.
It was so long ago.
And it was 2 years ago.
People asked me about like relationships.
2019.
I said, I broke up with my last boyfriend a year ago.
Yeah.
And people still like, what happened with your last boyfriend? I'm like, that was a year ago.
I wonder if this is going to be like a mental condition when we get down the road. Just like a year that time forgot.
We're confused it's like by time.
It's so weird.
I agree.
So strange.
I agree. It's bizarre.
Fascinating. But that all starts, opens this week. Discovery World opens later this month on March 27th. But they'll all be open limited hours.
Yeah.
Online ticketing, like I said, masks required. They're doing cleaning. They want people to come out and support museums so we can keep these institutions around. Because museums are pretty important in preserving parts of history. If you think about it, that's why we got the Smithsonian in D.C. And
I'm just, I the Art Museum here. Them saying the masks are required, but I just assume that when I go places now. The fact that anybody saw us say that just shows who isn't wearing them, you know what I mean?
They gotta say it. They gotta say that.
Have you gone places where they don't wear them? Because I've walked into gas stations where nobody's wearing them.
Yeah, not nobody, but I've seen some people that aren't,
I walked into one out in the burbs, which shall remain nameless, and nobody, the people working there, the people in the store, and I got really uncomfortable. I was like, this is awkward. I'm leaving now.
There are a lot of people, that are just going back to it and like, screw it, and they're out the window. But this is all happening this week. The museums, they're coming back, and Discovery World later this month. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Hey, this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This is like your worst nightmare, Riggs.
Oh, God, what?
Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilary of Baldwin, have welcomed their sixth child secretly, by the way. Secretly. She got off Instagram because people were giving her hell about her heritage, which was just ridiculous and stupid. We don't even need to get into that. So she just shut down her account because she was over it. And then all of a sudden, she's back and she posts a picture of the kid's 5 months old and it's got all the other kids around. Yeah, like she for real secretly had their sixth kid. So he has seven now, Alec Baldwin. And she has six. So this is his seventh because he had Ireland with Kim Basinger back in the day.
He's 62 now?
Yes. And he's got, could you imagine having
a 5 month old at 62 years old?
I don't want a 5 month old at 41.
I know.
I don't even know what the hell. I mean, I literally am watching this like, wow. I don't want to assume you have lots of nannies, but you're rich. You got to have lots of nannies. Nobody can do this alone, man. These kids.
Well,
it's
people
a lot
do. A lot of people do it alone.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
I don't know why.
It's too many children.
Why would you want six kids in 10 years? That is so much work
at
and
that age.
Money and money.
Well, he's got the money.
Forget about the work, though. I'm talking about regular people doing it. I can't afford the two I have. Six of them. Jeez.
My Aunt Shawn and Uncle Charlie have 13 children.
Wow.
13.
Every time you tell me that, it blows my mind. And I get it, like, you know, a lot of people had a ton back in the day, but when I see, like, today people having, like, 12 kids, it blows my mind.
The modern day Duggars.
Like, how do you afford that?
Because they're the bald ones. That's why. So congrats on number six. Now, please stop.
Yeah.
No more.
Alec Baldwin, welcome to his seventh child.
We've got enough people on this planet.
Her.
We don't need another bald one, please. No. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. This is the commercial-free hour with Riggs and Allie. Hi.
You know how we were talking about we forget that it's been 2 years since, because we're now hitting a year.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So when you reference things from like last year, I'm like, oh, I mean 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I can't process that. So I lost 150 pounds, right? Going to medical weight loss and wellness.
Right before COVID.
Well, actually, not right before. I had kept it off for like 9 months.
Was it a year before COVID? Because now my time.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
2019, July of 2019, I was done. I went into maintenance. So this summer, it will be 2 years since I've been
into maintenance. So 3 years since you've lost the weight then. I don't even know.
Yeah, I spent a year losing it. So I'm not going to go crazy. I'll say it'll be 2 years that I've kept it off.
And you've done this by changing your lifestyle, not by just doing a diet.
No, I don't. People go, do you cheat? And I go, no, it's my lifestyle. I don't like have like cupcakes on a Saturday and then go back to keto. I always eat keto. And that's
I hate the idea of a cheat meal too. I don't like that.
Well, and do you know why it screws people up with keto? Is that then you, as the second that sugar is in your body, you start craving more and more and more. And then it becomes this, if you got issues with food like I do, it becomes this downhill thing where all of this, it's like an addiction. It's like one drink and it's over. You know, one bite of a donut and that sugar's in my body and I'm going to start craving it.
For
you
some
know?
People, yeah, that's how it is.
I understand. And how it works. Sugar is not that confusing if you look at the science. It's addictive, right?
Sure.
So And I can tell if I have a bite of something. So you wanted to know, what was I making yesterday, or what did I get in the mail that's going to change my life with
food?
Yeah,
you said you got a something. What is the word again that you called it? Because I thought you were calling me a name.
It's a chaffle.
Like a chaffle? Yeah, what the hell is a chaffle?
Okay, so I learned about this. Thank God for social
chaffle.
Media. You're a chaffle.
You're a chaffle.
Take your chaffle and shove it, okay?
What's a chaffle?
A chaffle is a waffle made out of cheese. The keto way.
Cheese waffle.
A cheese waffle. And there's ways you can make sweet ones.
Are these like Parmesan crisps almost, but in waffle form?
But
is
better.
That what you're talking about?
Yeah, but better. So I saw this because Medical Weight Loss and Wellness was sharing recipes with it's called a baby dash.
A baby dash?
It's like a mini waffle maker.
How big is it? Like the size of a piece of bread, maybe?
Yeah, about that, maybe.
Okay.
It's a mini waffle maker.
Okay.
So I got mine in the mail because I kept seeing them post these recipes off of like TikTok and stuff. And I'm like, I got to try these chaffles. Everybody's eating chaffles but me.
Is it made to go with cheese, or can you make regular waffles in it if you wanted to?
Well, you'd have to have the right ingredients. You would use cheese as your base.
So it's meant to cook cheese.
Yes.
So it cooks at a different temperature than a regular waffle maker.
Yes.
I guess. Okay.
Like they posted an Oreo chaffle the other day.
Okay.
Medical Weight Loss and Wellness. I was like, ooh, I should venture into this one.
Because I have a regular waffle maker. I'm wondering if
you
I can make chaffles in my regular waffle maker.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Nice.
And
I'll make big ones.
I posted on my Instagram and Facebook that I was going to make onion rings with it because.
Onion rings? How do you do that?
You put a little bit of cheese on the bottom of the
what
waffle.
What kind of cheese are you talking about here, by the way?
You can use whatever you want. I'll use mozzarella.
Okay.
You can use whatever you want, but mozzarella.
Okay.
Couple pieces of onion, some garlic powder, more cheese on top, close the waffle maker. Ta-da! Chaffle has arrived 4 minutes later and you've got a makeshift onion ring. Now, I say people that cheat are going to screw themselves with this because the second you taste that sugar, nothing tastes the same. You got to stick with it so it tastes good to me still.
Yeah.
It's still a treat,
yeah.
Right?
There's still something savory that you can be like, ooh, I feel like I'm not eating something keto, but I am.
But I am, and this is how we do it. We find things to replace things. So I got a waffle maker, but we're going to call it a chaffle maker.
I like that name because did I learn something new? I was today years old when I learned that a chaffle is a cheese waffle.
I'm the one learning something new and I'm keto for crying out loud. I'm like, oh, chaffles. I better get on this.
Are there other things you do as like staples for your snacks?
Mm-hmm.
Like your go-to snacks all the time?
For me,
people want to know for keto and everything. Mine is a... mine's not
yours?
Keto.
No, but what's yours?
I usually make a quesadilla. I have these. Oh. I found these low carb wraps.
Mm-hmm.
They're mission. You know all about them.
You're kind of keto.
You know all about them. Yeah. And I do that with some cheese and some pepperoni. It's like a little mini pizza. And then I slice it up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have one today. They're delicious.
Yeah.
And they're low carb. They're pretty. Right. There's a good amount of protein
them.
In them.
Uh-huh.
Because I eat my vegetables later in the day.
Right.
But that's always my go-to thing. It's like a little quesadilla pizza. What do you do with keto stuff? What are your snacks?
One of my snacks that I do every day is I grab like lunch meat. So I'll walk past the fridge, grab some ham or salami or whatever.
Nice.
And maybe a couple of nuts because for crunchiness, because I can eat nuts now in maintenance.
You hear that? Allie just grabbed some meat and nuts and she's on about her way.
Oh God, what did I just
say? Grab a handful of meat and nuts and I'm good to go, girl. Good to go.
I'm not in need of love at all. I just grab meat and nuts and keep it moving.
Clearly, you need to start swiping again. What are some of your go-to like snacks that you do at your house all the time?
Oh,
maybe
that's funny.
Maybe some of them are keto related, maybe some of them aren't, but we can talk food and we get each other hungry this morning. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Grab some meat and then nuts.
Delicious, man.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought about we could do something called keto questions where people call and ask you keto questions.
They could. I mean, I don't feel like I'm the total professional, but I guess I am.
Well, no, you've been doing it for 3 years. And
I've kept it off.
At least you're a supporter and an endorser and a keto influencer, I guess you could say.
Go visit the gals of Medical Weight Loss and Wellness. I'm just the one along for the ride. I'm just doing what they tell me.
If you missed, we were just discussing Allie's new chaffle maker, which is a cheese waffle maker.
The new keto craze.
Yes.
And
we were discussing
Alisa.
Our snacks and such. Alisa
is in Trevor, which I always want to call Trevor.
Okay.
But she's in Trevor today, and she has been doing keto. Alisa, start by telling us how much you've lost, girlfriend.
I went from 220 pounds to 195.6 within, I'd say, 6 to 8 weeks.
Woo! Wow, it's like 30-some pounds. Good for you.
Atta girl, cutting those carbs.
Yeah.
Does the body good.
Sure. But I love my baby dash. I put, like, pickles in my chopples. I put bacon in my chopples.
Yeah.
It's amazing the things people
make. What do you guys do for carbs? Because carbs are necessary for a diet. I mean, if you're talking science, you need carbs.
That's
so
right.
What do you do for carbs?
Fruit and vegetables.
I just do lower carb than I do higher fat.
That's right.
Your body
low carb.
Still needs that fat.
Because I don't think it's no carbs at all.
Oh, no,
you can't live on no carbs.
No. You got to have the carbs.
Right.
But that's the carbs in keto come from fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
So when people are like, I need real food, I'm like, we eat real food.
Yeah, of course.
You can have chicken, steak, vegetables. You
shrimp,
can have stuff. Fish
you
and
know
all
what
of it.
What my go-to is bell peppers.
Bell peppers are good.
Cheese
yes.
And like anything but bagel seasoning.
Green,
everything
yellow,
but
red,
the bagel.
Striped,
Hold
all
on.
The peppers, yes.
Everything but the bagel seasoning. One of the...
Yes.
What? Don't look at me like you don't know what it is, Riggs.
I don't know what it is, Allie. Everything with the bagel seasoning. I don't like everything bagels. So is that what it is?
What? Alisa,
I don't like everything bagels. Do I need to say it louder?
Yeah, because I can't get over that. This is the best seasoning. I got it at Trader Joe's, but I've seen it everywhere now.
What do you put it on?
You put it on whatever you want. Like, she takes a bell pepper, like she just said. She puts cream cheese in the bell pepper and then puts everything but the bagel seasoning over it. You can also make shift, let's say, make a pretend chaffle.
Sure.
And you could put cream cheese on that chaffle, and then you could layer that with, and it could almost be like a bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah.
It tastes like
you following?
Bagel.
Yeah.
I get that.
But the pepper thing is amazing because I'll take big peppers and put egg salad or chicken salad in them, and I'll eat them like a little
stuffed peppers,
like a little boat.
Yeah, you could probably put
cook it. Yeah.
Ground beef and cheese on top and bake those MFers. Ooh, stuffed peppers.
Tell me keto people don't eat again.
And
please.
That's keto. That's keto friendly. That sounds delicious.
I eat all the time. I get tired of eating.
That's fine. If you're eating the right things, you should be hungry. It means your metabolism's working.
Yeah. Well, congrats on your weight loss there, Alisa.
30 lbs.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Danielle is in Waukesha this morning.
Danielle, what the hell? Have you tried keto? Are you on keto? Are you calling about snacks?
I'm actually doing Weight Watchers.
Okay.
Okay,
go on.
So one of my two favorite snacks that I have pretty much every single day is a wedge of the Laughing Cow cheese. That's like one of my favorite. And then the Skinny Pop popcorn is like a flavoring on it.
Okay.
I just tried yesterday the kettle corn flavor, and
it is
so good. Like, if you have a sweet tooth, it's amazing. Yep.
I remember the first time I tried kettle corn, I was like, salty and sweet? What is this?
This was meant to be.
You know what, Danielle? Let me ask you, as we're from two different weight loss worlds, but all the same, we're all the same team here.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do to lose weight if it makes you happy and better. But I've done Weight Watchers like back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what? My problem was I got too obsessed with logging my food and it became like a game. Like you go
Some
on and
like
you have
that.
To log your points. I loved it, but I became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that, Danielle? Or do you feel
there
like you've got it under control?
Because I've struggled with weight like my whole life.
Yeah.
The first time I walked into a Weight Watchers room was probably when I was like 11 or 12.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I haven't done it in forever, and I'm back on it now. And they've changed it up a lot. So there's like a lot of like 0-point foods and all of that. But there
so
are
you can
probably
eat
the keto stuff.
Whatever,
right.
The keto stuff. They're, yeah.
The keto stuff is a 0-point food.
Because they know the carbs are what's going to kill you.
Well, they want you to eat the healthy carbs.
Yeah.
The lean carbs.
Like the lean proteins for me are 0 points.
That's right.
Like
what is the,
like that. But
the complex carbohydrates?
I like, how little points can I actually use today? Like,
see, it's a game.
Can I like make it a whole day on all these 0-point foods.
Hey,
like,
is it working for you?
Some of that.
Is it working for you? There you go.
Yeah, I've been on it for like 3 weeks now, and I'm down about 10 pounds.
I'm glad we're having this conversation because we don't have enough talks about eating healthy and being like more well about your, because it feeds your body and it feeds your mind too. It's such a mind-body connection too. You feed your body, your brain's going to be functioning a lot better too when you're not eating trash.
I have like so much more energy, and I actually want to like go out and do things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to stay inside because I'm like, no, I don't want people to see me or whatever. So it's
that was when I first lost all my weight in the summer of 2 years ago, the summer of 2019. Yep. I was ready to live my life, boy.
Yeah. There's something about, wow, I can walk up these stairs and I don't feel all winded.
Wow. I can, there's so many different things.
Yes.
Mama
got
her groove back. So.
That's damn
essentially
right.
What happened.
Damn right.
Yes, you get it, girl.
Well, good for you. And thank you so much for calling this morning.
Yes.
Thank you guys. Have a good day.
You too. 414-799-1037. You can always call call or text. We read your text and we do take your calls. We're Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Mm-hmm. It's a commercial-free hour. We were just discussing snacks, healthy snacks, mm-hmm. like keto snacks, because Allie got a chaffle maker, a cheese waffle maker.
Which is basically a mini waffle yeah. maker, a baby dash, I call it.
Somebody texted in. They had a question for you.
What?
They said, Allie, I'd like to know if you got stuck literally 2 weeks into your weight loss program. I'm following into it, following it to a T. I won't cheat. And I'm when I'm paying for something, did you?
I won't.
It's all out of order.
So they're paying. I get it. Yeah. They're going to like medical weight loss. They were not. They feel like, okay, I'm invested in this. My money. I'm not going to cheat, right?
Yes.
So they want to know if I got stuck.
Oh, and they're saying they can't drop a pound in this week. So she's worried about the week-to-week struggle of weight loss. I think.
Because
your weight's going to teeter totter.
I will say before we get to the phones that the first month. I was on keto. I'll never forget it. Maybe even 2 months.
Yeah.
It took a second for me to get my bearings. I didn't just jump into it like understanding what I should be doing. I had, thank God I had the support and the cookbooks and all that for medical yeah. weight loss and wellness. But I always tell people my weight loss kicked in like 3 months down the road because I was starting to really understand what I could eat, what I couldn't eat, things that, you know, were not or slowing me down, things like that. You have to play with your body a little.
What does it take? 21 days to form a habit? Mm-hmm. Something like that? Mm-hmm. So you got to do it to make it a habit and then it becomes normal to you. It's a lifestyle thing.
It definitely took me a few months to get in a groove that I'm in now.
Yeah.
It wasn't like 2 weeks in my life was fixed and changed. No, we didn't have that. That took a while.
It's a journey. It's not a destination.
It is a journey.
It's not a destination.
Johnny's on one. He's from Milwaukee, but where are you working? Did you say Hartford? Is that where you're at, Johnny?
Yes.
Nice.
And you lost how much now?
I've lost 131 pounds.
Good for you, dude. Good for you. Doing what? What was your trick?
My trick is drinking ketones, pyruvate ketones. I drink those daily.
Okay.
And ketosis.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is like another thing. We don't do that at Medical Weight Loss and Wellness, but a lot of people will actually drink the ketones.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. But either way, he's losing 130 pounds.
Yeah.
I can't say anything.
So what do you eat? What are your go-to snacks, Johnny?
Pork rinds.
Look at that. Pork rinds are tasty.
And we're not allowed to eat pork rinds.
You can't?
That's really funny, actually. Oh. If people don't understand what it means when he says he's getting himself into ketosis, that's when your body starts burning fat.
Okay.
Because you don't have any carbs. So the carbs are out, so now the body's burning fat, and that's how we lose weight. Does
there
that
you
make
go.
Sense?
So the what was it called again that you were that he's taking? The ketones? Or whatever it is?
There's all kinds of ways you can do it. Yeah. But but he's lost 130 pounds.
That's crazy. Well, good for you, Johnny.
Dude, that's amazing, Johnny.
Have an extra bag of pork rinds. You deserve it.
I sure will.
Pork rinds is a big keto food, though, for
thanks,
a lot of
dude,
people.
Thanks, dude, for calling this morning.
Ethan's in Milwaukee.
Ethan. Look, two dudes.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Ethan, what's going on?
How's it going?
Good.
I just started the keto.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the things I realized when I don't do keto, I have this sort of acid reflux. It's really disgusting. I cough a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then sometimes I do vomit after dinner.
Yeah.
But I noticed when I started keto and I got those carbs out, I am perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It actually fixed something for him that was a real problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if your body gets
the weight loss, but
you're messing with the acidity in your body when you're doing keto. That's why some people can go and do ketoacidosis if they're not careful. And some diabetic people can get that as well.
Right.
So that's why you go to medical weight loss and wellness. So it's monitored and you have people that are watching you and maintaining it. So, all right. Mm-hmm. Well,
and I love that, Ethan. And I just want to say I'm reading all these texts and somebody said weight loss is a give and take. 1 week you may have a good week. The next may not be so good. Your body's regulating. Each body has their own way of working. And 1 week you may lose fat weight. The next you may lose water weight. I should tell people that too about my weight loss when they want to give up. I would go sometimes a week with no weight loss, even though I had done everything I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then I would go in the next week and lose like 6 pounds. Some of that was water, obviously. But if I just stuck with it and didn't get frustrated, like the person who texted in about 2 weeks, just keep going.
Yeah.
Trust me. And in 3 weeks, something will change. It may take time, but people are so impatient.
It's like if you planted a seed, would you just keep digging it up every 5 minutes and going, why isn't it growing?
Right.
Why
isn't
it growing?
Essentially what they're
why
doing.
Isn't it growing?
Hold on.
Why isn't it growing?
Give
water
it. A minute.
Water it. Give it some time.
Give it
some sunlight.
And that's coming from me. I'm impatient. Ethan, I love it though how when you changed, you got some of those nasty sugar and carbs out of your body, how much better you felt. and you the acid reflux went away. That's crazy.
Exactly. I love
and that's
it.
And I like that you found a natural way to get rid of the acidity rather than just taking something to mask it.
Right.
So many people are like, I get heartburn when I eat wings, so I'm just going to take some Xanax. I'm just going to eat some Tums. Yeah. No, why don't you stop eating the wings that are making you sick?
Because they don't think there's another option.
I know.
But then Ethan found it. So
Ethan, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good one. Nice. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You can still call or text us. And somebody else called. Did you see the text that said, explain keto to me like I'm five?
Oh,
we
okay.
kind of did.
Oh, I can do it again, but you got to wait a song or two.
We did.
And
you can catch up with the show on demand, by the way, with our radio.com app and listen to it later.
I'll do it in 15 seconds or less.
Go.
You cut carbs, heavy carbs out of your diet. You keep fruit and vegetables. But the point is, when the carbs finally get out of your system, your body doesn't have carbs to burn, so it switches over and starts burning your fat. I'm hitting my hand like I'm lecturing somebody, and I didn't mean it like that.
She's backhanding somebody over there.
Aggressively. I mean this in the most loving way.
Right. When's the last time you went to traffic court, Allie?
I'll never forget it, Riggs. Why are you trying to trigger me? River Hills, Wisconsin. This is my middle finger in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget. I was driving to Fox 6, which is up in Brown Deer, to do some TV stuff many a years ago.
Yeah.
And I was going like 50-something or down Brown Deer Road, and I got a ticket, and I had to go to River Hills Court,
which
was the size of this room with four people in it, Riggs.
Keep your middle finger up, because the city of East Troy also gave me a ticket for going 7 over and then made me go to traffic court in April of last year. Yes, last year, in the thick of COVID, when it was like hot.
They were
like,
very aware, weren't they?
Yeah, very aware. In a tiny little trailer park of them.
That's the way it was at River Hills. Yeah. Like this little room at night. I go in their little courtroom inside their city hall at the time, and I was like, this is it?
That's it, yes. Well, you're trying to find reasons to get out of traffic tickets, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this guy had a court appearance, and he had to do it on Zoom, obviously, because COVID now. So it's now they're doing them via Zoom. So if you have a traffic ticket, he was speeding.
Well, if we could do things on Zoom, there's no need to come in contact people.
Thank you.
And there's no need to waste my time driving to wherever I gotta go. But go on.
But the judge ended up rescheduling this guy's appointment because he logs onto the Zoom, and this is what happens. Listen to this.
Hello? Are you available for trial? It kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now.
I am, sir. I'm in an operating room. Yes, I'm available for trial. Go right ahead.
So unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient.
I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery.
Oh, hell
also.
No.
Not at all. I don't think that's appropriate. I think I'm going to come up with a different
date. He's a plastic surgeon, and he takes his traffic court call in the operating room.
If I was the one under the knife, I would sue that guy so hard. I'd be like, you're so negligent right now. You literally put me under and got on a Zoom call while you're operating on me.
He's giving someone a Brazilian butt lift or something.
Some sort
of plastic surgery.
He says there's another guy here I can handle.
Oh, he's got it for me. No, we're not going to be doing that.
What the hell?
I just thought that was probably one of
the
craziest stories I've seen. Yes.
So rude.
So inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
We'll totally reschedule that.
I mean,
but
what
of all
the
reasons
hell?
To get out of rescheduling a traffic ticket.
Well, and if there's another surgeon in there, you could have walked down to your office and acted like you weren't in the middle of a surgery.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even go to the bathroom would be less uncomfortable, you know? Come on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we didn't know what everything happened with Lady Gaga. Her dog walker was out walking her three French bulldogs. Somebody came up, shot him, took two of the dogs. The other one was able to get away. And then Lady Gaga was off filming her movie in, what, Italy or whatever. She's filming the Gucci movie. So this poor guy is sitting there with no dogs except for one and a gunshot wound. Well, he's speaking out now. He's okay. He's in the hospital. He thanked Lady Gaga for all her support. But the dogs are back with Lady Gaga. She posted it actually a day or two ago, and she was just like super happy that they came back. I had read that they were like tied to a pole because she offered $500,000 as a reward.
Uh-huh.
And at the time they were like, did the person know it was Lady Gaga's dogs? Did they plan to do like a ransom thing? Or did they just want the French bulldogs because they're worth money right now and they're in demand?
What if it was the person that stole it, that found out there was a reward, then returned them, then collects the money and scammed the system?
Right, but that's like the obvious thing they would look into immediately.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I feel like if someone walked up with these dogs, I would immediately want to know who you know,
yes.
who you're connected to, who the hell took my dogs? Because they haven't found the two guys yet. They just got the dogs back.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you they immediately go to the person who returns the dogs
of
and
course.
Looks into them before
like,
they
no,
clear them.
My name is Andy and I was just walking down the street and I saw these two French bulldogs tied to a post and I assumed they probably need an owner.
Let's
They're
talk
Lady Gaga's dogs?
About how dumb criminals are. You gotta remember these two guys probably stole them and went, dude, we could get $500,000. Okay, so we can't have anyone that knows us directly. So get your cousin's sister.
Yep.
And then her twin who's in an... Like, they could find all this out, is my point.
It's like the McDonald's scandal. They're going to find it out eventually.
Even if you
have so many different layers of things. The McMillions. The McDonald's Monopoly game. Oh, they had like a whole layer going on of how people were rigging the game. Yes.
Yes.
It was the security guy and then the mafia guy and then all the different people and the relatives.
You said it like we've all seen the McMillions. And I haven't seen
True.
Them. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. That's why I was like, wait, what?
The Monopoly scandal. The Monopoly scandal with McDonald's is fascinating. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's on HBO Max. You can stream it there. It's pretty awesome.
I got HBO Max just to see Growing Up Milwaukee.
I know.
So there we go.
And now you have so many other things you can watch there.
Yep.
But Lady Gaga reunited with her doggos.
Yep. Nobody in custody.
Yesterday at this time, I was talking about how I had to go to the mall, to the Apple store to get my phone repaired.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with the camera.
Right.
But part of me going and doing that meant I had to spend and burn some time at the mall. And I realized while I was walking around Mayfair Mall that I hadn't been there.
To the mall.
In a year.
Yeah.
Literally. And so much had happened. Like with the pandemic, there was the shooting that had happened at Mayfair Mall.
Oh, yeah.
There was so much that had happened in the Mayfair area that I was like, it's just the first time I'd ever walked around. And being in there with all of those stores now was really a different experience now. Because now the way they have things at a mall, I don't know if you've been to one.
I haven't lately.
Is that every single store now has limits of how many people they'll let inside. They have capacities. So what you have now are people, they have like, it's like little nightclubs. It's like walking by
you
a bunch
stand
of nightclubs.
In line, you're at the Velvet Rope.
They have a rope right in front of the store and an employee, and they would be like, all right, let's check your temperature real quick before you go in. They were like, sorry, we've already got 10 people in right now. So they'd have people waiting outside of the store, which felt like they were crowding the walkways more, but still, it was different to see.
We know that too many people inside's a bad idea in one space. That's so they're trying to do the right thing. I can't help you with the line down the hall, though.
I know.
I don't know what to do about that.
It was just funny seeing a line of men waiting outside the jewelry store. I was like, these people just want to go in there and browse. That's all they want to do
they don't know
right
how to
now.
Do this at the mall without browsing. Right.
But it was funny. Some of the stores that didn't have their limits, you could just walk right in. Other ones had like the more popular ones, like GameStop had a bunch of people outside of it.
Of course.
Which was cool to see the GameStop again.
But it had been a year.
I know. It had been a year since I've been even stepped foot in a mall at all.
The
first time in a year. And
was
I was
in
like,
my
wow.
memories. You know how you can go see your Instagram or Facebook memories? What was in them yesterday?
Yeah, what's that?
I was at the movies. I went to see the 25th anniversary of Forrest Gump. And there's a picture of me and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been in the movies in like a year.
Dude, I walked by the AMC theaters. They were closed. It was at 11 o'clock. They only have two showtimes during the day now.
Yeah.
It's like one at four and one at seven.
Marcus Theaters is awesome because you can actually rent theaters out for your own group, which is really cool for like $100, which I thought was so reasonable.
Absolutely it is.
To have like an outing at the movies.
And I know I have a couple friends that say they have gone to movies throughout the pandemic. They're like going by themselves and they were like nobody else is there.
Yeah.
They're like, we're still the only people in the theater a lot of the time. Uh-huh. So they've still been going.
Well,
but
and so then a
it'd
year,
been a year.
And it was also and then it's been a year since I've been single.
Because holy hell it has.
Pottery Guy and I broke up the day after that movie. Isn't that crazy when you do the math? Because people still ask me.
That was
in
March? Was that March or February last year?
The beginning of March, I guess. Because when the memory came up, it hit me. We broke up the next day.
Oh, my God. It's been a year since you were with that dude.
Uh-huh.
You've been single for a year.
Well, yes.
I don't know.
Still playing hot dogs and donuts.
Right here
and there. Not with him. Not with him.
No, not with him. Is there anybody else that's like done something for the first time in over a year?
Yeah.
And you've gone back and realized the big changes that have gone on.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 414-799-1037.
It's the mall. For me, it's the movies and having a boyfriend. What haven't you done in a year?
What has it been a year since you've done? 414-799-1037. We can take your calls and read your texts next. Hold on. It's Kiss. It's not Hootie.
Nope.
That's Posty.
That's Post Malone.
Posty.
I can't believe it.
Post Malone. Only want to be with you.
He redid it for like Pokemon or something.
Yeah,
you
for
know
the
that?
25-year anniversary or something.
Which means my kids are going to force me to listen to it nonstop, which is okay because we'll all know the words.
Yep.
But I was laughing. My 75-year-old mother sent me a long text about Post Malone.
Because she changed it from Dolphins to Cowboys because he's a Cowboys fan.
And she was looking him up on Wikipedia, which just had me cracking up that my mom was Wikipediaing Post Malone. I'm like, keep it cool, Mom.
I'm glad that we had a discussion that triggered your mom to go, oh, I wonder what Post Malone. Why he has such a tie to the Cowboys.
My mom is just, I can't picture her Googling Post Malone. Like, it makes
enough
me
that
laugh.
He would change songs, change words in an iconic song from Hootie and the Blowfish to Cowboys.
And then she put her
Dolphins.
And then she put her Kenny Bolton CD back in.
Kenny Bolton? Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton. I can Kenny
You confuse
Rogers
Kenny G. Kenny G. Michael Bolton. You're confusing old people artists.
That means I'm not old. Thank you.
If you're
I can't, I'm mixing them all up.
Right. Hey, bosses, listen up. Maybe our boss even. They did a study. They found out like the things that you want to find out and you want to hear from your boss, like the good feedback words that people love hearing from their boss. So there are things like the number one thing that people love hearing from their boss is the phrase, thank you. People love hearing that from their boss.
Okay.
Because it says that you've done something for them.
Yeah.
They're showing that they appreciate what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
They're appreciative. Other things that bosses can say that make us all happy. Things like, I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
If your boss says that. If your boss says that was helpful.
Yeah.
Your time is valuable.
That was helpful is a good one to tell your employees because so many times employees feel like they're doing stuff and they don't know why, you know?
You feel like you're on a hamster wheel too.
You're just kind of going about your business.
And nobody cares. I'm just on this wheel. It's a treadmill to nothing.
Nobody cares. I'm just collecting my paycheck.
So when your boss says something like that, or
then you feel like you earned the job and you're,
When your boss says something like, you went above and beyond on this, when they say that to you, you're like, oh, wow.
Well,
I did more than was expected of me.
You ever heard that before? No, because we never go above and beyond. I'm not blaming our boss for that one. Right. I'm blaming ourselves.
Right.
Of course he never says you've gone above and beyond. What are you kidding me?
The other things I like to hear from the bosses are things like, how are you doing? And that's exactly how we hoped you would have done. So if you do something and your boss says, that's what we hoped you would have done, then you're like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. My job is worthwhile here.
Right.
You just want to be validated at your job.
Mm-hmm.
You want to feel like you're doing something, especially now that a lot of people are virtual.
Right.
You want to make sure you're getting that positive feedback.
Otherwise,
it's the worst if you don't get anything. So.
Well, and you know, I get it. You want feedback from your boss because you don't see him because you're working from home or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're working from home.
Yes, but you're still doing the job, still collecting a paycheck.
That's
and you
right.
still get positive feedback.
That's right.
You hear that, bosses? Take note. Take heed to our discussions. Like Allie's mom with Wikipedia.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday, right around this time, everyone was freaking out because J.J. Watt went and posted on social media saying it was coming straight from him.
Yeah.
That he's going to the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
But he's a local boy, so we like to talk about it. People were dreaming he was going to go to the Packers, but he didn't. He went somewhere with much better weather where he's going to make just as much money, called Arizona.
Yeah. Where he'll play at an indoor stadium and it'll be nice year-round.
Yes. You know what his mom probably said? I hope she's listening, quite frankly, if she's in the area right now. He probably called his mom. Mom, this is how I envision it in my imaginary mind. Packers or Arizona? Oh, we'd rather visit Arizona. You go ahead and you move to Arizona.
We'd love to have your home, JJ, but, you know, we'd like to have a vacation home down there in Phoenix, you know?
I'm gonna go visit my grandbaby in a warm state.
Yeah.
No, I just made all that up. I don't really know what happened with their family, but
that's
how I envision, you know, him talking to his parents about it. Like, well, we love Wisconsin.
I wonder what happened with the Packers and why it fell through, if it was a contract or a money thing.
Was it even in talks with them? I don't know. He might not even have talked to them.
I remember when he announced he was leaving the Texans, like the next day, people were tracking a private flight to Green Bay, and they were like, could it be J.J. Watt flying to Green Bay? But that's it. It was like Twitter was going bananas over this one flight that had been chartered, and I was like, that could be anybody.
That could be Aaron Rodgers.
Flying into Green Bay.
That could be anybody. It could be anybody from a meat plant. The team.
It could be anybody in Green Bay.
It could be anybody that has a lot of money. You're right.
Yes, it really could.
There are people with a lot of money.
It was ironic that it happened right after J.J. Watt, but he's not going to Green Bay.
Well, he'll be in Arizona.
Yep. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
I tried to support them. I tried not to beat them up. And here we are, and I'm pissed.
Well, that's right.
I felt bad for the post office for a minute.
Because
of all the stuff going on and all the politicizing that happened at the end of the year, well, the election.
So many things were getting mailed this year because so many people were mailing things instead of meeting in person. So they were overflowed
with
packages.
It's like 6 million more a day than normal. So I get it. The post people are overwhelmed.
Yes.
I really didn't want to have to go off about them, but here we are.
Oh, God.
Here we are.
What'd they do? It's just two
so
things.
I was genuinely feeling bad.
The DMV sucks and the post office sucks. Going to both of those places.
It didn't used to be that way.
No, it didn't.
You didn't used to have that issue. That's what the post office, the DMV.
So what's the issue now?
So I had apparently gotten a package and I didn't know it. Well, somebody was ringing my door over the weekend, ringing the door, and she rang this thing twice.
Ding, 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 ding,
and I don't answer the door if I don't know who it is, or like I would answer it pre-COVID unless I knew somebody was coming. I peek out the window like most people do when the doorbell rings. It's a car. It's not a business. It's not like a post office truck. It's just a car because the post office has people driving around.
Was this on a Sunday?
No, this was on, actually, this is very important to the story. This is on Saturday.
I was going to say, okay, if it's on the weekend.
It's very important to the story. Thank you for asking that.
Yes.
So Saturday, it's like midday, ring, ring. And I'm like, who's ringing the doorbell? So then I see this woman go back to her car, put something in my mailbox and disappear. So then I go out and look, right? I should have just answered the door, but I'm like, who is this woman? And it was the post office. It was a woman delivering packages from the post office in like a regular car, which apparently they do. Okay, fine.
Did she have a post office shirt on or anything? Because that's strange to me.
I didn't see, really. Okay. I just saw her walking away, right? But again, why I would never answer the door if I didn't see an Amazon truck or a post. I would answer the post office truck and I seen it out there, right?
Yeah.
So there's a note and it says, you have a package, but you got to sign for it. And I'm like, what the hell? And it's like, and then it was written horribly on the post-it note that said, pick up after, but it had Saturday's date, which was 2/27/21. And then it said, until 3 p.m. So I'm like, wait. The post office is only open until 3 on Saturday. It says after, but then she wrote until 3 p.m. So now I'm really confused. Am I supposed to go to the post office before 3 p.m.? What am I supposed to do?
I would just go to the post office. And
I did.
Do that.
I did.
Yeah.
In Sioux Hell. So I go to the post office.
God, here comes
with
hell.
The thing, with the little piece of paper, and it's now after 2 o'clock. And there's a little window.
Same day.
Okay. So I walk in. It's been hours. Now, so I'm thinking, surely that woman in her car is back at the post office with my package. I'll go pick it up. Well, I don't know if she ever came back because the woman was less than helpful. So I walk up to the window and it's like a side window for packages. I'm not blocking the main line that people go up to mail stuff.
Right.
And I said, hey, you know, I need this package. It says I'm confused on whether or not I was supposed to come today or not, but it's Saturday, so there's no mail tomorrow. Can I get this package? And she takes it. She goes, oh, they left it today. And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, well, then it's probably still out there with the carriers. They're not back yet. And you have to check later. And I go, well, what does that mean, check later? Like, come back after 2? And I'm just now realizing it's 2 o'clock on the dot. And she goes, well, we technically close at 2, but this is open till 3. And then I'm getting more confused. I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay, and so should I come back between 2? And I'm looking at her like thinking to myself, talk to me like I'm 5. Tell me what to do.
Yes.
And I'm like,
come
so
back
do
tomorrow.
I
come back on Monday. Tell me something.
Something.
Yes.
So do I come back between 2 and 3? And I look at her and she goes, I mean, maybe. And I don't
want a maybe from you.
I'm getting more. And she goes, well, it might be here. It might not.
You're a federal employee. Give me a yes or no answer.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so I shouldn't come back then before 3. And she goes, I mean, you can, but I don't know. And there was just no answer for me. So I look at her and I go, and I'm thinking, I drove like a quarter mile to get to this post office.
Not that far, but
it's
still.
It's not that far. This isn't that a big town I live in. This is not that, you know, you can't scan it and find out where the package is. So I said, so if I don't get this package today, and you've given me no real clarification if I can even get it today, I'm confused, then Monday will be the next time I could get this package. 2 days, basically. Yeah, she says. And I go, okay. So I turn around and I left, and I never got the package. I still don't know. Was I supposed to go back? Hell if I know. I thought
they wrote that
was
day
the
to
most
go on.
Least helpful interaction and waste of time I've ever had in my life.
And
I
poorly communicated
her,
too.
Poorly. I would rather her have just said, "It's not here. Come back on Monday." I would rather her have just said that.
Instead, I would have had something in concrete. Now
you know?
Left with more questions
more
instead
questions.
Of answers.
I'm so confused.
Instead of answers, you left with more questions.
Is the damn package going to be back before you close at 3 or not?
I wouldn't have went back that day.
I would happily be back at 2:59 if that's what I need to do.
Right. I
but
think
you
that
don't
that,
know.
I wouldn't have gone back that day because I would think it's still out. That person's
right,
making more deliveries.
But then I don't get till Monday.
Right.
So, but you're telling me.
And they had
me
wrote that date on there as well.
It was so confusing the way they
confusing.
Wrote it. And then the fact that there was just no answers. None. And she wasn't even trying to be helpful. You could tell she's just so pissed off about it all. She's just kind of like, And I'm like,
those are post office employees, man.
Well, I don't want to put them all in a group because I've met some very nice post office employees, except for my mail lady that wrote a crappy note and put it in my mailbox saying my trash can was blocking it. Don't talk to me. The city tells me to put the trash can at the end. What do you want me to do? This is not my fault, okay? Oh, you triggered me. Get off my lawn while you're at it, dude.
Right.
It's like all old people stuff.
I just want you to get your package now. I want to know who sent you a signature delivery package.
What the hell?
Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings and always on demand with the radio.com app.